Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, me saying stuff first means that it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to fire some questions my way. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike, and I'm always excited to put you on the hot seat. But first, well, we had a little fun last week, didn't we?
We certainly did, and we hope our listeners enjoyed our little April Fool's prank.
We did have a challenge.
I said, start with the word spill-proof. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, five letters in each word, that you might say to someone after they try to drink out of a glass they think is spill-proof. What is the phrase?
And that phrase is?
Well, that phrase, of course, is April Fool's.
On this date in 1908, Mike, the Harvard University Board of Overseers decided to establish a graduate school of business administration, establishing the modern MBA degree. Harvard became the first school to offer an MBA in the world, and its graduates over the past century have included industry leaders, politicians, and some others. So today's quiz is all about Harvard MBA holders. The only U.S. president with an MBA earned it at Harvard. Some of this person's other jobs include stints in the Air National Guard, as the head of Arbusto Energy, and in Major League Baseball. Who am I talking about?
You are talking about George W. Bush.
Correct. He was part of an ownership group for the Texas Rangers, and post-White House, he's spent time painting portraits of family pets and world leaders. If you haven't seen them, they are worth Googling. Jim Cook earned both a JD and an MBA from Harvard, and founded the Boston Beer Company in 1984. You probably know this company's brand better because it shares a name with a Revolutionary War figure. Who is that figure?
That figure is Samuel Adams.
Correct. And interestingly, like Adams, Cook also inherited brewing from his father. Formerly a top executive with Google, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg has what advice for women in the title of her 2013 best-selling book?
She advises them to lean in.
Very good. The full title is Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. The founder of Americans for Tax Reform, a Mr. Norquist, has said he learned everything he believed in politics by age 21 while studying at Harvard.
So did I.
His organization has since wielded tremendous clout with Republicans, holding them to a pledge never to raise taxes. What is this Harvard MBA graduate's first name?
I do not believe I will be saying it in the voice of the Sesame Street character that he shares his name with. You're talking about Grover Norquist.
Correct. And finally, CEO Jeffrey Immelt runs a company often ranked in the top 10 in revenues by Forbes that announced early this year it's moving its corporate headquarters from Connecticut to Boston. The company was founded in 1892 in an upstate New York City. What is the city and what is this company?
Schenectady. And the company is General Electric.
And something I learned on this very show, GE was one of the first 12 companies on the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
That's right, it was.
Well, Mike Nothnagel went 5 for 5 on today's show. Let's see if that's good enough to get him into Harvard.
I hope it is, because that's all I got.
How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can commence your travels over to wamc.org/anyquestions if you would like to revisit the questions that Ian just asked me, or to take a look at the extra credit questions that Ian has for us, or perhaps this challenge. Ian.
Start with the phrase grad school. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word term associated with some ships. What is the phrase? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for Games Magazine, Facebook, The New York Times, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.